Sim.
Ai, que bom exemplo. Laelam Rabbanon. Miktani hen shalai. Menachai lachas utani. Vyaniach. Vyayis ishal vyayam v'siman v'shalko. The Mishnah said, Roy v'shal chai lachas utani. Enachai lachas, don't say roi shalai. So Meila, we took my Rabbanon. Mother bone. You can't bring a rye from here that got me dead. Murdered by a time, Mary Ellis Shaloy. Don't say Mary Ellis Shaloy. And a high last of the Niach. It's a crash. You by saying Mother Bone of Shaina Tomon, Loy Tipshut Mino, the Murdy Lay, the Roy of Canaan, Kitani, and a high lach is Kitani, the Chivon, the Ruba Canaan, Domo, the Canaan, who? The Shaloy Nami Loy Hava. The Azda Rabbana and Basiluba Vimamaino. So, it was a split over here. On one hand, you're not Chayav Lahachris, because you're right. On the other hand, you can't keep it because you don't go Basiluba Vimamaino. You don't go Basiluba Vimamaino, so why is it Chayav Lahachris? Parents, that's not mammon. That's iser. That's a mitzvah. So there's two things over it. There's the chiyu hachrozu, which is a mitzvah. And that Rashi says, mitzvah hashavas haverin, that you do go basarai? This, the shayel got be keeping it, that's already shayel of mammon. Okay, and we say, the rabbanon, all Rashi says, is dogish. The ozda rabbanon, basarubim v'mayna. The Ran takes issue with Rashi. The Ran says, what do you mean, you don't go basarai? Chayra, even Shmuel, they said they ain't half mom nachar right. It's dafka b'makayim, the makayim, that there's a mukzik, the makayim chazaka. But over here, it's not a mukzik. There's no mukzik over here. The original owner is not a mukzik. Even if you hold ain ol chamam nachar roi, you can't be meitzi from mukzik with the roi. But here, for the finder to keep it, he doesn't have to be meitzi from a mukzik. Because there is no mukzik. Hech lekcheskes mammon azlina baseruba. It means Zerayah from the Gemara. Chav Gimel Beis, which Teres means Zerayah also. Kamenei Bo Nimtza. Therefore, Teres the Rabban says, Be'etzem like Teres and Chav Gimel. Av Hachem and Rabban Baal with Tikkun Leilezel. He says, speaks out of Tikkun, Hakana. That you should don't go baserai, keep an Efeshav Yisrael beaten Simonel. So he argues in Rashi. Rashi says that you don't go, that their bun don't go up as Rebbe Mammon. Means the din of Enoch Mammon Achre applies over here. So after Rashi, it's not true. There's no mukzik. You're not up against a mukzik. No one's a mukzik over here. The Melos, what's the reason for the why? Take, why is it in there? Why can't you keep it? There it is. This is the Kana. Here is the Kana. Rashi is saying not that. Rashi is saying not that. Rashi is saying that attack is the din of ein hocham racharei applies. The din of ein hocham racharei applies as long as it's an inyan of mammon. You know, it's not against the mukzik. Roy wasn't Rashi's match. Roy, fish Shmuel. I mean, Rashi doesn't call Shmuel, but fish ein hocham racharei. Nothing to do with that you're going against the mukzik. Has to do with the fact that it's an inyan of mammon. Roy wasn't said by mammon. This inyan of mammon. Well, you'll go bust it right. Now, Rashi's mashma that's good for the machlekes over here. That's machlekes Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Elazar, right? But as the Rabbanim baser ruba b'mayna, it's mashma. Rabbanim don't. Shimon Elazar does. And as this, Shimon Elazar says, is matir by Rav Kananim at least. Rav Yisrael, we have to know, but at least if it's sad. that's at least the point of Rif, that's the halacha, that we pass in like Bshem Laza Barayv Knanan. And the pshat is, it has to do with the fact that you go bus right. Has to do with the fact that you go bus right. And Rav Shimon Elazar does go bus right. Chayre. So then, Lechayre Tishtikal Stira, the Rashi before. Because Gemara said, Man Tana Dalzina Bus Aruba. So Rashi went out of his way to say, to Mepharish the Gemara, Na Kipshutai. Kaloi Marzak Rashi. That doesn't mean, Man Tana, that you go bus arrive. That means you go, but Man Shamatlan, the Azul Bus Aruba. Doesn't mean that Azul Bus Aruba. It means that Rashi, that by Mitzia, Shahoyuch B'din Mitzia Achat Tam Rabbim Mitzuyim. The Bryce has said, Chomok Mish Rabbim Mitzuyim Misham. Meshabal Mitzayishim. The Svara of Rab Mitzuyim Sham. It's the Rab Mitzuyim Sham which contributes to the Yish. Gemara says Basa Ruba. Rashi doesn't mean Basa Roy. It means Basa the Din of Rab Mitzuyim Sham. That's what Roy means. Rashi fedrays the whole Gemara from the Pasha Peshat. It's a Pasha because Rashi doesn't want to say that Rav Shimon Allah has anything to do with Azlina Basa Ruba. We're not shy of going Basa Roy, the shy of Yish, because the Brahis says, Mithnesha Baalim Messiahishim Mehem, right? Mithnesha Baalim Messiahishim Mehem, not because a shy of being Tyler and Roy. It's what Rashi says, as Lina Basa Ruba can't mean Kipshuta that you go Basa Roy, rather it means that you go Basa the Din of Rab Mitzuyim, Sham Dahaina, the Svar of Yish. However, that Svar of Yish is. Taisa says, but so then there's a shtickel steer in Rashi. Okay, here Rashi implies that's Rabbanan that don't go bus arrive. It's Rabbanan that don't go bus arrive in Mammon, but Shimon Laz does go bus arrive in Mammon. So if that's true, then why do we have to Fadre the Pashim Shant and the Gemara, if that's true. This Dik and Rashi. Asli Rabbanan, Basa Ruba, the Maimon. So then that's a problem. It's a problem. I don't have an answer for that. And Ebein Rashi, Yuchai Rashi, say so himself. If Rashi Ben Oman Beis is willing to learn that Machlek is whether you go Basa Raiv or not, then why can't you only want him Al Kapshutai? Elamai, because Rashi is bothered by the Lashon of Brayis, but there's Rab Mitzuyim. There's Rab Mitzuyim Sham. It's Mashmah, it's not because of Roy. Shimon Allah Svaraz, but it's not because of Roy. Like Rashi discusses, right? There's Rab Mitzuyim Sham, not because you tell the Roy of Kananim, because of the Rab Mitzuyim Sham. There's good Svaraz. That's what Rashi says. You go to the Lazalim Basaruba, means you go Basar Din of Rab Mitzuyim Sham. Then what's Rashi saying in the base?
The point is, Sham, you have to say it
I'm actually only saying in this lashon. Maybe. Fine. I mean, I'm just pointing out that this Rashi, the Chari, doesn't stem with the Rashi of the Manala. That's all. Now, okay. Right. Toshim Adam Ravasi Matzachav Yain Beir Beish Ruba Knainim Materis Mishimitzia Vasir Bahna Baisov Nasa Vasimim Materis Mishtia Lamaitza Rashi Materis Mishimitzia Deni Chayiv Lachris. Was Rashi want any chayv lachris? Real shaloi. Any chayv lachris? Why does Rashi want any chayv lachris? Why is Rashi discussing lachrosa? What does Rashi want with that? Teres mishimetziyah de any chayv lachris. that's mishmitziyah because the shaloi. Asur banal kame parachim came by mahatish yesh mitziyah. Vaisol benas and simas yatsus misafik yain kananim. Muteres b'shtiya lemaitz etchim the rubel kananim nesayi shal bailam. Him the Rubel Kanaanim is Yaisho Bailam. That's the din of Rav Shimon Laz, but Rav Kanaanim, we say that means it's Yaisho Bailam. Come on, Rav Shimon Laz. Must be Shimon Laz. It says you go by Rav Kanaanim. The Arel Shaloi Shema Mina. Yom Shimon Laz, Rav Kanaanim, the Rav Yisrael Loi. It says Dafka Rav Kanaanim. I am a Shimon and Elazar, Philip Rav Yisrael, Nami Kamar. Rav Asi, Sovel Kavasi Bechada, Pagalei Bechada. So this is not a mem, it's not a Bryce, it's not a Mishnah, it's a mem Rav Asi. So Rav Asi is not Meshubid to the whole package deal of Rav Shimon and Elazar. You can take a mix and match, you can take what he wants, leave what he wants. Maybe he agrees to Rav Shimon and Elazar, but Rav Kanan, but not Rav Yisrael. Now, so on this Gemara is interesting. In the Smar Mikveger, the Sma on this halacha on some ration and test Sma Sivkot Yud. Chabad says, "I might zechav shayayim beirsh ruba gayim, yain also ban no. But kan mutter. But Yisrael also masimin as vadish Yisraeli. And he's saying, 'I should be menu.' But teres lemaitzah b'shtiya him is tuma. There's no chash of yain nesa. Says the sma. This is what we say that the Jew. We assume the Jew was miayish because Zroiv Knanim. You know, he comes and gives a simon. But now we know that it was his." But we assume he was miyayish, therefore you're allowed to keep it. That's what Gemara said. Come on. Pirish zogdeh, mistam miyayish memenu, ki mishoev gayim, memiu, tzarech shiyeh, davish emargish be miyad, menfilasai. But this halacha, we have to factor in the yish lamidas aspect. Because even though we say it is yish, but still we're passing up by yish lamidas la'av yish. So as it's mas, it has to be said, Chavis takas, it's a heavy thing, whatever. We have svaras that we assume that we could assume that he was miayish right away. Otherwise, you have a yishlam and das problem. Dr. Kveger, then no, it's not true. Why? Dr. Fider Amban Mechamis that we've had many times, and he said v'suras liyadoi is because he's a shemra veda. That's why he's not a Shem Raveda, then there's no problem. The Yish later could help. And Ken Yishleim Nahacha, Kiman Ikarayv Nachrim, Vamayt is Zaychid Ba Beheter, the Tail of Benachrim, Machzik al Atzmai, Vain all of Shem Shemer, Zeman Yish Lachakach, Ba Yishleim Raid, Lamayt is Shishal Yisrael. Dr. McFager, Pashto Cheshbon. Since we're going with Rav Kananim, and we're going, the loch is that by Rav Kananim you're allowed to take it, yeah? You're allowed to keep it for yourself, Dr. McFager. Him Cain, just as Ramban said, by Nathalam Nasla Geisla, there's no Yisrael Asli Yadai, because you're not a Shamer. Dr. McFager, who I did over here. Even though it wasn't not the master guy's law, but it was not the master keep it because Apia Loch, you had a right to keep it because you had a right to assume that it belongs to the guy, therefore you're allowed to keep it. So Meir Lakapan Meshem Aved, you're not. It's like Garf the Ramban, the not the master guy's law. Here it's better. Here's not the master take it Apia Loch. It's not even a master guy's law. So Meir Zokim Craig is Pasha that Yishlam that say, hey, you don't have to come out there. Kimta, they knew about it before. Even Yish Lamidas have a Yish over here. He can be Yish later. There's no Yisrael. He can be Yish later.
As long as you assume that eventually he found out about it, even though he didn't necessarily find out about it before he picked it up, still we'll say that he just laid it out. So that's what we say. Well, the question that was raised in the first Gemara when it says Yaniach, whether we'll say there's a problem with Yisrael Siyad over there, so that Lechayra there would be Yisrael Siyad, because Craig only says because he's taking it for himself. But over there, where the din is Yaniach, where the din is you have to hold, you can't keep it. Then I would say that over there we would say. There's a problem with Yisrael Siyad. You are Shem Reveda. You can't keep it. You're no Chiv Achraza. You're no Chiv to be Machriz it. But a Shem Reveda you are. You're Mechuyev to watch it for the guy. Because we say, if you don't go Basarai, Lagabi being kind, we don't go Basarai. That means Lagabi being kind, you can't be kind. So you're not taking it for yourself. So what are you taking it for? You're taking it for him. You're taking it for the guy. The guy doesn't come and find, you're not Mechuyev to be Machriz it. But you're not allowed to keep it either. The whole svar of the Rabbanan is because you're allowed to keep it. You're taking it for yourself, so you're not a shimer. But since Allah is in the first case, and the Ibai is saying in the Gemara, you weren't allowed to take it for yourself. So then I would say that in that case there would be a problem with Yisrael Siyad. If you know there's miayish afterwards, it's not going to help you. Even though there is room to say not like that, in that case, there is room to say not like that. I could hear a svara that for the same reason the Rashi says, you're not mechuyev machriz, because they do go basarayv. The Gabi, we said, the difference between the mammon and the mitzvah. Yeah? There's a difference between the mammon, the ability to be zaycha, and the chiyuvim that you have. Some Cain, one can argue perhaps, maybe that's even the Pashtus, that just like he has no Chiyuv Hachraza, because the Rav says that it belongs to a guy, so it could be there's no Chiyuv Shmir either. I'm being more right that way now. It could be there's no Chiyuv Shmir either, because the Chiyuv Shmira is, that's not Mammon, the Chiyuv Shmir is part of the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. So like, I mean, that maybe would go Basra. So Rabbi Kveig over here is saying it, going in a case where you're allowed to keep it, so then it's pashut, you don't have the Ramban. I'm being more noted now for Karen. That maybe, just like that, there's no Chiyam Achraza. And Rashi, we explain Rashi, because then you go Basarayv, it means that when it's not a Shaila of being kinded, it's not a Shaila of the moment of the object, it's a Shaila of the Chiyuvim that you have as a Shem Raveda, which is to be machriz and l'chayr wadin to watch it. So gabe the chiyuv to watch it, l'chayr, I would say you go basarayv. If you say it's the guy, it's not chiyuv to watch it. Nafkamin would be if he was peshaya, right? If you could be not chiyuv to watch it. If you didn't watch it and it got stolen, you're not chiyuv. You won't be chiyuv. Even if the guy comes with a siman, right? Because you had a right to assume that it was the guy. The gabe chiyuv shmir, you have a right to assume that it's a guy. So now I forget. I'm being chayzer. It's more pashut to say that even in the Ibai Seima, there would not be a din of Yisrael Sliyadeh, because all the chiyuvim that you have, we do go basarai. So chayzer b'kreg, it won't impact on the first case. Chayzer b'kuach with the smaz, the chayzer shtag etaynim myself. It's a chayzer b'pel on the smaz. But if you're allowed to keep it, so how can you say it's a Yisrael Siyad? Right? Smash learned a different shot in Yisrael Siyad. Since you couldn't be kind of before, you couldn't be kind of right away, then we've had such a tzad. Maybe in the Miri you had a tzad like that. But that's in fact, you couldn't be kind of right away, that makes it a Yisrael Siyad. You couldn't be kind of right away, makes it a Yisrael Siyad. It could be that's a Kharab had a smile. That's why, as long as you couldn't be kind of right away, it's still a Saras Liyada, even though Batsam, you can be saying that it's. No, I'm sorry. You're helping kind of right. You're helping kind of right. Maybe he's not helping. I don't know. Smiles are very sure. Right. The Taisa, the Sakhbasa Bechadu, the Bayla Maim, and the Sakhbasa Bana. Why do I have to say that he splits Rav Shimon Elazar and takes on part of Shimon Elazar? Why can't you say he also Rabbanan? And Cain, difference by Rabbanan, Rav Kahana. Chmalkim Yesh Lifshay, the Halacha, Kamaisa, Rav Kahana. So Taisa says that from here, this Gemara, whether, you know, however you're going to slice it, whether he holds Rabbanan or he holds Rav Shimon Elazar, and partially, Bakpam, you see from this Gemara, this will be right at Halacha, Kamaisa, Rav Kahana. It could be that's why maybe the riff is coming from this Gemara. The riff says that the sugya, the riff passes like Shimon Elazar Barev Kananim. The sugya is how Gemara is mashed like that. Could be. We'll see. Maybe other right. Like the first place where Taisis says the Farish is that this Gemara itself is Mochiach as the Loch of Shimon Elazar Barev Kananim. The Gemara Vayit. Who gar b'dashkach Avro Zuzi. It's Hari Besadina, Veshadu Benar Biran, Rashi, Umushlochim Benar Biran. The money was there in the Nar Biran. Am Aslakamed Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Zil Achriz. Zil Achriz. Fed Gemara, Vazudisha Yamu. Kiva the Gemara, no, Kiva the Masko, Loi Miayish. So, this Gemara is a very shver Gemara. This Gemara is Gemara Kash Zut the Shiyam. Gemara answered, there's no Yish. Now, we all remember we had three Mahalchim and the Rishayim. What is the Gedder Zut the Shiyam? We had a Mahalch of the Ramban and company. It has nothing to do with Yish. Zut Nishiyam has nothing to do with Yish. Even the guy's not Miyayish, told Zarel Shalait. The Torah was Matir. Like the Lashon of the Gemara, Chafal from Beis. Rachman Ashariyeh. Nothing to do with Yish. We had the Ritva that seems to hold that it's Mamash had to have Yish. Then we had the Rajma, perhaps, that because the Torah knows it's going to be Miyayish, therefore the Torah is matter it. Now, this Gemara had a kasha of Zut Nishiyam, and the Gemara's answer was that Kivan the Miskel loy Miyayish. The Gemara doesn't say Kivan the Miskel, it's not Abud Menel Kol Adam. The Gemara says since the river is being dammed, so therefore, it's not, there's no Zut Hashiyam. Gemara doesn't say that it doesn't have the Metzias of Zut Hashiyam. Gemara says, therefore it's not Miyayish. Vaist Ois from the Gemara, L'chaira, the Ferish of Gemara come out, that the Heter of Zut Hashiyam has to do with Yish. So, even if we want to say, maybe, you know, we could, the Rajba could squirm out of it, and say that the Gemara means that since it's maskele, samela, he's not oimidli yish, it's not vade oimidli yish, it's not vade oimidli yish, Torah never matter. Okay, that could work. More simply, Gemara saying that's mamash gonna be said. But the point is, bottom line, right, with the Ravon the Rambam, it's mashma, it's mam, fneshabam, misyashimem, right? So then the Gemara is the most kishmak. You don't have that, because he's not, his miskel, so it's not miyayish. But if either Ramban, that it's a heter, has nothing to do with Yiddish, and this Gemara is very shver. What's Gemara saying? Kivin the Misk loy miyayish. Kivin the Misk loy miyayish. The Gemara of Aruba Kanaanim Ninu, Shema Minayin Aloch of Shimon Laza, Philip Rav Kanaanim. Here it's Rav Kanaanim. And Rav Kanaanim Kunim Shimon Laza. So either it's not the Zut Hashiyam, but Rav Kanaanim, it's mutter. So the Gemara, Shain Nar Biran the Yisrael Sachrulei, Yisrael Karulei. Kivin the Yisrael Sachrulei, Eimer, Yisrael Nachol, Kivin the Yisrael Karulei, Lei Miyai. So our gears in the Gemara, there's two parts of the Gemara's Teretz. It's Yisrael Karulei and Yisrael Sachrulei. And that's addressing two different Nakudas. The Yisrael Sarcha is saying that Yisrael Nafal, and the Yisrael Karle is telling me it was the reason why it's not Miyayish. The other Rishayim have a Girsa, it was the Girsa, that just why is not miyai? So currently, it's not wrong to split up as two separate nekudas. One nekuda. Kim the chain loy miyai shmine. Alveda. Kim is lay simen. The yod is shom mashchila. Since the Jews are the ones that are dealing with this river, so therefore it's not going to be Miyayish. It's not a svara why we assume if it came from a Jew. It doesn't have that shtick on. Rashi is girls, two separate things. Then, even that, though, it was a little funny over here, how he explains the Rashi, as Abraham pointed out this morning. Let's first see Rashi and how we would learn the Rashi. Rashi, the maskal yesh by mechshaylim avonim muslimais geder shayisin l'dogim v'lo miayish to have obstacles in the river to stop the fish. Well, to v'lo miayish sava loyuchal hanor loylichum chutz l'mechshaylim. So they used to clean out these obstacles so that the river shouldn't stop the river. So Al-Kaparim though, but it there are mechshaylim that will stop it, and therefore it's not considered zut l'shaya. Kash sachrulei, k'may oisa sheikha al nefesh, em Yisrael nafo. The figure of Chayav Lachris, Laimir Yaniach, very difficult Rashi. Laimir Yaniach is Miril El, Barav Chayav Rabbana. Very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, Em Yisrael Nafal, what's the thrust of that point of the Gemara? Em Yisrael Nafal, and therefore what? Therefore, Yichayav Lachris. And you don't say a niach, like we said before. In the Lishna Basi, by the same, we said if you're a bunny in niach. You're not chayiv lahachriz because it's roev kananim. So we assume Rashi is dealing with the kananim. Here we say no, it's Yisrael. Therefore, you are chayiv lahachriz. Now, Rashi is very difficult, because this Gemara is going for Shimon Elazar. The Mashal points out, our Gemara is going for Shimon Elazar. Now, in Fir Shimon Elazar, there's no tzad of Yaniach. In Fir Shimon Elazar, the tzad that it's not Yisrael. Al tzadar is not Yisrael, the din is not Yaniach, the din is Ereh Shalosh. So why does Rashi say we need the Yisrael Sachrulei in order to determine that a Jew dropped it? And what's the thrust of that? Is that it should be Chayav L'Hachriz as opposed to Yaniach. L'Chayra Rashi has said that it's Chayav L'Hachriz as opposed to Ereh Shalosh. If you're Shimon Elazar, if you tell Berei Vakum, remember Berei Vakum here, right? If you tell Berei Vakum, that's a real Shalai. If you tell Berei Vakum, that's a real Shalai. So if we need to establish that a Jew dropped it, the point of that is to say that it shouldn't be a real Shalai, it should be Chayav L'Achris. Not that it shouldn't be a Niach, rather Chayav L'Achris. And the Rabbanon, the Gemara, wanted to say that you can't be Paisha, the Rabbanon, Maida Barev Kanan, Mareel Shalai, but this is just a din of Chayav Yaniach. But in Shimon Elazar, the other tzad is Mareel Shalai. There's no tzad that Shimon Elazar doesn't hold by Barev Kanan, Mareel Shalai. That's minimally, if Shimon Elazar holds, that Rav Kanan Rav Shalai, Makam Chol Makam Shalai, Makam Rav Shalai. So minimally it's by Rav Kananim. We're going with Rav Kananim. That was Mar's Kasha, it's Rav Kananim. So then the tzad that we're battling is Ereh Shalai, not Chayav L'Achris. not yaniach. So this Rashi is a pella. This Rashi is a pella. Why is Rashi saying the other side is yaniach? And you need the Yisrael correlate to establish a do drop in order that it shouldn't be yaniach, in order that it shouldn't be a real shaloi. This is a very, very difficult Rashi. So Rebbe Kveig over here attempts a Mahalach and Rashi. And he wants to say that Hare, we discussed yesterday that what Taisus assumed B'das B'Shim Ben Elazar that Yitayil B'Rayv Kananim, that's not just a Shaila of Yish. That your Taila B'Rayv Kananim, it's another, you know, there's another reason why it's Re'el Shalai, the fear of B'Shim Ben Elazar. It's not just because the Bayal is Miyayish, but rather you could be Taila B'Rayv Akim, and that's why it's Re'el Shalai. Where do we see that? Where do we see that in the Gemara? We see that in the Gemara, and the Gemara's Teretz in the first Lashon of Taman. Because Teretz asks the Kasha, that's Yishloi Midas. And Teretz is answered. Sorry, Teretz the Kasha, why do we say it's Miyash? He answers Yishloi Midas. Then Teretz asks the Kasha, so Oibazay, it's Yishloi Midas, why by Rav Kananim is it Rav Yishloi? It's Yishloi Midas. And therefore, Taisus was forced to say that your title of Barayv Kananim. So it's only in the first Lashon of the Gemara, and only in the first Lashon of the Gemara is there a Hechruch to say, Lafir B'Shim Ben Elazar, Lafir B'Shim Ben Elazar, you could be title of Barayv Kananim. If not for the Gemara on the bottom, we would say, let's say in the world of Taisus, like upon him, that Rav Shimon Elazar is on board with Taisus Chiddush, that there's a takana of Yochel Ahach Leheshiv. We don't go Basaroi, we're Chayeshiv Adamiyah. It's the takana to be Meshiv, the Veid Labadlim, we say that you have to give it back. You have to, you can't be Taylor. It's the Gemara on by Taman that there the mission is Mechalak to Rav Kananim Rav Yisrael. So even though Yish is not going to work over there because it's Yish Lamidas, but being Taila Rav Akum will work. So that's the only place where we see Rav Shmuel Elazar is that we can be Taila Rav Akum. Because we just have the Braisa that Kamak Shab Mitzuyim Shem Rav Shalai, that could be Alz Yish. Like the Brahis said, the Shabbat is Yashimam. But not because you're allowed to be Taylor, because maybe he's Miyash, because he thinks the guy will find it. If it's Umar Rav Kananim. But this that the finder has a right to be Taylor, that we don't see in the first Brahis. We only see that in the Gemara's Ukimta of Tamar. Which means that in the Ibayis Ema, we don't have that Hechruch. In the Ibayis Ema, we don't have that Hechruch. In Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar is Taila Barayv Kananim. Now, the Rabbanon, the Tzad, the Rabbanon argue, even by Barayv Kananim, Rabbanon Zich aren't Taila. Right? They don't go Basarayv. Right? That's in Taisa's world, the reason is because it's Takana. Now, the whole time we were bothered, Craig was bothered, why would we say it's too machlekes in over here? Right? So Taiz asks, of Chavdal and Aleph, that why is the Brei say, if Neshabam is Yashimam, right? Typically, because we say that fell, that you could name one that it fell from a guy. Taiz answered, it's talking about, well, you know that it fell from a Jew, right? That whole question of Taiz was, that we're assuming that Afri B'Shim Ben Elazar, you could be Taila that fell from a guy, that was problematic. Why should we say it is a double machlaikis, B'Shim Ben Elazar and Rabbanan? Both Linyi Yish and Linyi being Taila. Maybe Shimon also holds you can't be tell a fellow from a guy, but the guy is miyayish because he thinks the guy is going to find it. The finder has no right to be telling a guy, but yet is yish, like the Brayse says. So that's why Brayse has to say yish, not that you, and it wasn't sufficient to say he tell a fellow from a guy. That was the question that we've been grappling with Betzin the whole time in Taisvitz. Right? Say so, Elamai, like we said yesterday, the Prager himself makes the cheshbon that it's the Taisvitz on the bottom of the page. Where we see that if you're Shimon Elazar, you could be Tyler that fell from a guy. Now the hechad that there's a double machlekes here, maybe it's just one machlekes we discussed once. But the hechad at least that Shimon Elazar holds you could be Tyler that fell from a guy. The only hechad for that is the first lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara wants established the Mishnah Machshir is talking about Shimon Elazar. And he really holds him by Rav Yisrael, but over there it's Tamun, and therefore by Rav Yisrael you can't keep it. By Rav Akum you can be Taila, then I fell from a guy. If he ties, not if he did Vav, if he ties, that's the Makar. In Cain, if he's the second lashon of the Gemara, where we don't have this pshat in the Mishnah that's talking about by Tamun, if he's the second lashon of the Gemara, it's going to be the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanan say Yenniach. Even though the Rabbanan say there's a bunch of don't sign real shaloi. So then there's no hecher anymore. There's no hecher anymore. The Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees the guy being tired like Barayvak. And it could be the Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees to the Rabbanan that you're not Taila. Now, again, Rav Craig is talking here benusach of Taisvis that this is Takana that you can be Meshav Eid, we're not Taila, bro. Now, Grada, we're learning Rashi now, and in the world of Rashi, we start off the shiur today, the Rashi doesn't look like that. And the Ran takes issue with Rashi because of that. Talk about Bagabam, the Cheshbin though, the Cheshbin is the same structure. The Cheshbin is still the same Cheshbin, because you have to substitute the Rabban hold. That the issue over here is that the issue not to be Taila is not whether because it's the Khanis Chaman, you want to be Mesha Veda. The issue is maybe like in Rashi's Nusuch, whether you go Basarai. Right? Do you go Basarai with Mammon or not? So, again, the cheshbon is that whether the Rav Shimon you could be Taila in a guy, and maybe that would be told whether you go Basarai or not, in Benusach Rashi, not Benusach Taisis, but again, the cheshbon is still the same cheshbon. Whether Rav Shimon holds a hold like that or not might be only Muchach from the first Lashon. Then he's in the second Lashon, in the cheshbon at least, it could be that Shimon Elazar agrees to the Rabbanon that you don't go Basarai B'nusach Rashi, even though Rashi is Rabban, we had a Diag in Rashi, yes. But again, in Cheshbin, it's not Muchach in the second Lashon that Shimon Elazar disagrees with Rabbanon on the Nakuda, whether you go Basarai or not. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar can hold it, you don't go Basarai, you can't be Taila B'gai. The reason why B'mokashar Mitzuyim Sham, Tzareo Shalai, is because the guy is Miyayish. And the Rabbanon might disagree with that. The Rabbanon might disagree with that. And the Rabbanon would disagree and say, there is no Yish. That could be the whole Machlaikis, according to this Ibayis Eima. Okay? Now, Im Kain. Akapanim lefini by his aima. Now, maybe we have a question: why would Rashi and this Gemara dafka be mafarish lefini by his aima? Okay, we want to mafarish it also lefini by his aima. But akapanim, if for some reason Rashi wants to explain our Gemara, that our Gemara could be going lefini by his aima, and if we want to establish that lefini by his aima, there is no maka that Rav Shimon Elazar is Taila, has a secondary machlokes with their chamim, legabe being Taila, that it fell from a guy. And their banan hold, you're not Taila. And the Kubim Shimon also holds, you're not Taila, that it fell from a guy. either because of takana or because you don't go basarayiv by mamun. And elamai, what's the machlokes? Whether or not the guy is miayish or not. So now, so in our Gemara, the Gemara says, "Ein mishal nafal." So we're going now. B'shimon Elazar, by Rav Akam, Ariel Shalai. But over here we say, that since Yisrael Sachule, so we say Yisrael Nafal, and therefore the din is Yechayev Lahachriz, as opposed to not a Re'elu Shaloi necessarily, because maybe you don't go Basarai. The Yisrael Nafal, the fact that the rival of the workers here are Jews, right? That's the other way. Al Tzad, that it would be Rav Akum, right? The Gemara is asking, if it was Rav Akum, what would be the din? Would the din be the fear of Shimon Elazar necessarily Reo Shaloi? Or is it possible the din should be Yaniach? If Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds the Torah Lebagai and Vadin Torah Shalai, Rabbi Shimon holds the Torah Lebagai. But if he differs the second lashon tomorrow, Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't necessarily hold like that. So it's not necessarily Ariel Shalai. It could be Yaniach. If not for the fact that Yisrael, if it was a regular situation without the Jews being involved over here, then what will be the din? Suppose you say Reish Shalai, because you tell a bit right back. So we say no, not necessarily. It's not mukhad to be Reish Shalai. Why? Because maybe Shimon Elazar, the feet of second lashon of Shimon Elazar is not tell a bit right back. You can ask me. Fine, so we're not tell a bit right back. But there's still a din of Shimon Elazar that's Reish Shalai because he said the guy is miyayish. Yeah. So on that comes along Rabbi Kveger. And he says huge chiddush, which to me is beyond me. That you could say you could have said that maybe it's not talking about Ram, it's not Ram Mitzuyim Sham. It's not talking about Magash Ram Mitzuyim Sham. Yeah. Another again, in Rabbi Shimon Elazar that says a Reu Shloi. Yeah. There are two issues that have to be done. We have to be done mitzad the yush. We have to be done mitzad the fact that he tiled fell from a guy. Those are two issues in the sugya. Okay? So, if we knock out the tliya, and that we say, because that is no hechruch, akapan in the second lashon of Shimon Elazar, holds you go basa guy. Now the only shaila is, what about Lagabe, but he's Miayish, that's Nirm Shimon Elazar. Shnei Shabbat Miayish Shimon. So now, Rav Kveger says, so forget about it. So fine. So, Naniach, that Rav Shimon Elazar could hold Naniach. Yeah? Why? Because you're not Tyler fell from a guy. But this is Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shalai. That's Rav Shimon Elazar Shita either way. That's Pesephus that they tell in the guy. Right? So still what's Rashi talking about that the din should be in the earth, the din should be a real Shalai. Why should it be like the Rabban in the second in the Sunlish of Kaim Bil Shabbatra? Teretz is, Zachary Bekfeger, and this to me is a very difficult, very, very, very difficult point to say that we're talking, it's not Rav Mitzuyim Shah. The holding of Shem was not Rav Mitzuyim Shah. That's the price they said. So we'll say that this is not called Rav Mitzuyim Shah. It's a river. It's not a major people place. So it's not considered Rav Mitzuyim Shah. Yeah?
What's the difference?
What?
What would be the difference?
What would be the difference? And therefore, if it's not Rav Mitzuyim Shah, you don't have other than Rav Shimon Elazar either. But again, if we're handling that should be a real Shalai, if Rav Shimon Elazar, it's be one of two reasons. Either because the Baal Miyai, because Moksha Rav Mitzuyim Shah, or because, for whatever reason, right, it does say you need Rav Mitzuyim Shah. And just being Roiv Kananim is not enough. For whatever reason. Need Rav Metzuyim Shah. It's a problem. It has to be... That's dealt with. But the Brisa does say Mifnei Sh'Rav Metzuyim Shah. It says Mifnei Sh'Rav Metzuyim Shah. That's why, right? Chomok Sh'Rav Metzuyim Shah does say that, right? Maybe not. Maybe not. But... Right? We have the Rajba. Has to be the Shatya Platya. Taisus has to be Shisarabim. The Rambam, maybe not, whatever. But the point is, yeah, so it has to be Rav Metzuyim Shah in order for that it should be Yiddish. So over here it could be not Rav Metzuyim Shah. So, you know, so therefore, if not for what the Gemara is saying over here, if not for what the Gemara is going to say over here now, then the din will be. The din will be Yaniach. It's Shayach, the Ilan Fim Shemir Lazar. The Rav Knanim, it's Shayach, the din should be Yaniach. That's the off to over here in Fager. To explain this very, very, very difficult Rashi, the Rashi says that Sad, the Fim Shemir Lazar, that's Yaniach, even though it's Rav Akum. So that's where we have to, Craig is bending over backwards to try to figure out Echtemza, how we can learn our Gemara, the din is Yaniach, and not Rav Shalat. So for that you have to handle both the goodness. You have to handle the being taller than the guy, and we may handle that the guy's miyash anyway.
So why is it mentioned the rabbanim according to this?
The real El Brave can handle rabbanim.
It's not rabbanim. It's just.
Yeah, I know that, but you see, once we saw, in that lashon, we have no reason to think that. We have no reason to think that Rosh Hashanah is arguing Rabbanim. We need the precedent of the Rabbanim. If the Rabbanim is also titled in Rav, the Pashas is titled in Rav, right? But we've seen Rabbanim. They're not titled in Rav, and we don't know if Rosh Hashanah disagrees. That's how you have to say it. That's why Rashi needs that. You need that as the... Otherwise, we have no place to start. Right? Now, but the Chayra is Shver, because if the Gemara is handling the dinner of Rosh Hashanah over here, the Gemara asks the Kasha, we don't pass Rosh Hashanah in Rav Kananim. Shema Menei Enoch Rosh Hashanah for Rav Kananim. Right? It means the Gemara is saying, Nafir Rosh Hashanah Lazar, the din would be, the Gemara is saying, L'chaira, but the din of Rosh Hashanah Lazar applies over here. The Gemara is saying, the din of Rosh Hashanah Lazar should apply over here. Right? But that means the chayra. The anocha pshut is that this is called Rav Metzuyim. Otherwise, why are we bringing Rosh Hashanah Lazar b'chlam? The Gemara says, here we see and anocha shemalad for the Rav Kananim. It means the chayra that this is a good example of the dinner of Rosh Hashanah Lazar. So that's my problem with the Rukfei. But that's the Yisrael Craig. Craig is trying to work out a case over here. How we could possibly think about a Havamina, but if Rosh Hashanah Lazar, then it'll be Yaniach. Rosh Hashanah Lazar is the one that's Erev Shalai. Elmite is two reasons, and we have to be hung with trying to knock out both of those two reasons. That's the Mahalach of it. Again, but to say that the second Chayagur Kveger, so the first Chayagur, okay, fine, it's a good Cheshbin. That. Whether he's Taila Brev Akum or not, that could be telling to Lashonis in the Gemara. That's okay. But the second Chesh, say that we're not talking about Ram and Suyim, that's very difficult. Now, so therefore, what are we saying though? That since the Mayas, the Jews are here, therefore we say it fell from a Jew. And he's not Miyayish. Why, says Rashi, Shakar Yimtse. Because the Jew will find it. Again, I mean, and there's also really Sharon Kay, right? Because what are we saying? that if not for the fact that the Jews are the ones that are cleaning up, cleaning out the dam, then we say it would be Miyayish, right? So that means, okay, maybe that wouldn't be Al Tzimshim Noz's Din, if it were Goyim that were doing it, it'd be Miyayish, because of the Goyim. Well, then Rav Mitzuyim Shalom Mitzlam, because the Goyim are doing Hibim Miyayish, and say the Goyim will pick it up. Now that we're saying that the Jews are all over the place over here, so therefore we say, it's Chayil HaHakos.